Hey, this is Mike O'Mara, and this episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, Saturday Night Live, and more. Right now, my listeners can get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/Mike. That's HuluPlus.com/Mike.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fma.
No, Mike.
Fma.
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 Fma. It's Thursday.
And we all know what that means.
Open it up.
You want to?
Oh, no.
Let's get right to it.
Did you think maybe something had changed?
Did you think the birthdays were going to go away?
I thought they died.
No, no.
How are you feeling
today, not feeling too well, Mike. I got to be honest with you.
You had some exchange with him last night.
I had an exchange in the afternoon with him.
Oh, the
like 7 o'clock-ish, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't remember.
6:45.
Probably. You know, I think there's a lot of difference between being hammered at 6:45 and 7.
Well, you know,
I think 7 is almost respectable.
If you're on vacation and you're hammered at 6:45 in the afternoon, it's pretty normal. If you're like on a regular work schedule and you're hammered at 6:45, you know, my only thought was, you know, this is kind of an evening activity, and man, they went strong.
Yeah.
You guys went strong to the hoop, yeah. Like right off the bat.
And you know what? It should be mentioned, on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, furthest geographically from the weekend that you can get.
Right.
It was the TM soft happy hour.
Oh, really?
Jesus.
Like a little corporate party that you and Tomo went to?
The three of us.
We'll talk more about that
That's
later.
That's terrific.
It's birthday time, boys.
Yay, Mike. I love this segment.
On May 19th, longtime listener and fervent TMOS supporter Bill Lukens turned 58 years young. But all he wants for his birthday is for us to mention his father-in-law, Donald F. Allen. Ooh. Hey, the Donald Allen.
Well, read on and be a little respectful, Mike.
Donald F. Allen is a WW2 Navy vet and former New York City cop. I like that. Mr. Allen recently passed at the age of 88. That is a shame. Safe home to one of the greatest generation. Man, when I lost my dad and he was a World War II guy too, my God, that's a terrific resume right there.
They are dropping. We're losing them so quick. And
we are.
Sad.
And he was a young pup when he went in.
Yeah.
If he's 88, he was a young guy when he went into the World War II, greatest generation World War II people.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill. And also a safe home to Donald F. Allen. I like that. Also on Sunday, and that's Rob's first birthday right out of the
pot.
Yeah. Home run.
Great work.
Also,
you prefer to end on that?
I'm in a pretty good mood now.
Birthday.
That's terrific.
Do you want to end on that?
How you like it on the new job?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking you want to start with that and then go funny.
How's the crowd like that?
There we go.
Who's having fun? Who's having fun?
You know what? I think Mike's having fun right about now.
Also on Sunday.
I think Mike is really becoming the greatest generation.
Chris Shagnon turned 31. He and the missus, Monica, are trying to start a family. Any advice from Sex Boy? Hold on.
Oh, here we go.
Hold on just a second.
Nice.
Hello.
Hi, Sex Boy.
Hi, Rob.
How are you?
It's Sex Boy.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
That's right.
Oh, that was crappy.
Spanning the globe, traveling from city to city to make sure that you and yours are having better sex.
The Shagnons want to get knocked up. Any
Sex
thoughts?
Boy.
Any thoughts?
Yeah.
Like what?
Climb on and get it over with. Sex Boy, out.
Thank you, Sex Boy.
That's Sex Boy, everybody.
Wow. One of my favorites.
Moving right along, Peter Lobu turned 34 yesterday out there in Colorado. He actually said hi to Mike and Jimmy at the Denver meet and greet.
You remember him?
We had a great turnout there.
You remember this guy?
Not really, no.
Say yes.
Sure. Since his last name is Sicilian, he'd love an Italian-style birthday greeting from Mike and Rob.
Oh, Peter Lobu, he's such a good boy.
Sometimes he come out to the meet and greet, he meet a Jimmy Sorino, he gets so happy.
Hey, they don't got no Italians out in Colorado. What do you do out of there? You go there, you climb a mountain, you drink a Coors beer, you have a Rocky Mountain High. What's the matter for you?
Oh, you don't see any Italians, then you get so sad.
Oh, he's so sad, his birthday, a year older. Now he's funny.
Today is the 46th birthday for Janet last name withheld.
She was very specific about this.
She said that she's been listening to Mike for 27 years and that she has only recently figured out why she hates Rob. She's jealous that he gets to hang with Mike every day.
Yeah, be jealous of that.
Well, you know, Janet, last name withheld, you're right about that. She says that sex advice from Mike O'Mara resulted in two sons that she hopes will not grow into Oscar-ish douchebags.
What kind of sex advice do you think would have resulted in two children?
He's so depleted today.
And not only that, you know what? It's not bad enough that he's hungover. This is his least favorite segment, and he's been insulted.
And she also says the 27 years of Mike have turned her from a conservative banker into a liberal school teacher. Behold the power of TMOS.
You're out there doing good, Mike.
Incidentally, I know I keep it down to a dull roar.
Yeah.
I'm still the tree hugger that I've always been.
Good.
So, really?
Yeah, I think they're a bunch of humps.
Yeah.
I think there's still a bunch of humps, yeah. The Tea Party and all that crap. And for those, but that was a great show they had this afternoon on WTMT.
Have they started yet?
Dicks.
I think they have.
Anyway, tomorrow's the big day for Todd Erdman or Eerdman.
Erdman.
E-E-R-E-A-R-D-M-A-N.
Because he explains.
Erdman.
Yeah.
Which, in his own words, rhymes with nerd man or turd man.
He said it.
Todd Turdman.
Hey, Turdman.
Todd Turdman. He'd love for you to talk up In the Stone by EWF.
You ready?
Earth, Wind, and Fire as his birthday miracle. Let's go for it.
WTMT.
Fire up those barbecues, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be an incredible weekend in Washington, D.C. Hey, the good news, not as hot as it normally is. That's right. Usually this time of year, we're looking at temperatures in the 80s and the 90s. But it's going to be in the 70s. Cool weather abounds here in Washington, D.C. Hey, listen, when you're firing up that barbecue this weekend, be sure to avoid those pesky cicadas.
Oh, my God.
Popping out of the ground after 17 years. They're all over the place. Listen, don't let Bow Wow pick up too many of those and eat them. Could cause an upset tummy. But right now, let's send a birthday greeting out to Todd Erdman, which is Turd Man.
Yeah.
And, we could go all the way with this,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's 53.
That's right. We're going to walk up to the vocal right now. Todd Turdman, I hope you're having a fantastic birthday weekend. And, you know, I'm a big, big fan of yours. Hopefully you're a fan of mine, and I'm a fan of the whole human race. It's Memorial Day weekend, and nothing's better than a barbecue at the Mike O'Mara House, baby.
I found the love.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a tough talk, though.
It is. It's a long, but you know how
it is. It's too long. It really is. That's why I used it for an opening. Thank you, Rob.
Hello, old friend.
Show's like 7 minutes old. I'm already exhausted.
That's awesome.
Rob and I are going to be working on that secret project all day today.
Super secret, Mike.
This Saturday, Houston's own Mike Diggs, he of the Houston Diggs,
yes,
turns 21 and is looking forward to doing some legal S finally. Well, that's good. I like the younger listeners. We're going to discuss young listeners today.
Good.
In a very varying manner of ways. Did that make any sense? A variety of ways.
You had me hanging on every word.
We're going to be talking about online, and we're going to be talking about a new website that Oscar actually said is 6 months old.
Yes.
So, and then in news you might not need today, we're going to be talking about FB.
Facebook.
Facebook, yes. So,
well, I thought you meant F buddies.
So I'm sending that one out to Houston's own Mike Diggs, who's 21. And
happy
thank
birthday,
you.
Man.
I hope he enjoys his first legal drink.
On Sunday, P1 Christy Benton Newman has a birthday exactly 1 week after her first wedding anniversary. Her fandom dates back to WAVA, and all she wants for either occasion is for TMOS to keep going forever and ever and to be Mike's Facebook friend. A bit pushy, ooh. Yes. No, it's not. No. I think, Christy, I'll friend you right now.
Really?
Oh, right,
oh, that'll
now?
Be excellent.
We'll do it right now. Just give me a minute.
An on-demand show, an on-demand friend request.
This could be about 20 minutes.
But the thing is I don't want people to think this is a precedent that if they ask to be friended for their birthday, it's always going to happen. This is an incidated isolate. Isolated incident?
What?
An isolated incident.
Did you really
isolated
say that? Incident. Did you mean to say that?
I'm just trying to pad.
Aphasia. That was aphasia.
See, that freaks me out, because when that happens, I think I'm getting it.
All right.
Especially a show that's moving so fast today. There's so much in my brain today. It's I don't have room for it.
Is it like plaque, or no. I mean, is it ideas? What is it?
No. Just his can't brain control is, the genius.
Brain is full of goo. He has cicada pudding in his head.
Oh. Is it Christy Benton Newman?
Yes.
Hold on.
If I'm not mistaken,
she's from Gloucester. They're always from Gloucester.
I believe she's the one that is a huge Maynard Ferguson fan and makes sure we play Maynard every time it's Maynard's birthday.
Friend request sent.
Attaboy, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Look at that.
Made her very happy.
Pretty impressive.
Stacy Sisko wants to remind us that his stepson and best buddy Jack Whelan turns 14 this weekend,
uh-huh.
And that he loves a certain round candy with a hole in the middle.
I'd like to talk to you about yoga.
Oh, I forgot you are a yoga instructor.
I can bend my body into pretzel-like proportions.
And you burn a lot of calories doing those proportions.
Somebody did told me once that I'm not just an average person, I am a contortionist.
You can make yourself perfectly round.
And after a steamy, sweaty yoga session, what I like to do is sit over on the side and enjoy some candy.
Candy?
Candy. That's right, Rob.
What kind of candy?
I'd like to try a round candy.
Like what?
A round candy with a hole in the middle.
Does it have a name?
It does. It's a lifesaver.
But what kind of lifesaver?
Minto green.
Peppermint.
A traditional five flavor.
The All-Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
WMAK, Nashville, Shannon in the morning.
Wow.
New jingle.
That was a good one. And the reason that everyone has Monday off is that it's John Berger's birthday. No.
Thanks, John.
Don't diminish Memorial Day. He's been listening in Washington State since episode one. He'd love for Miami RJ to chat with the Metro car conductor. All right. Okay, here we go.
Love the music. Right,
boom, boom.
RJ, next off of Metro Conduct Farragut. Farragut, doors open on the pre.
I can't understand an MF thing you're saying. Say it again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we close with a happy international 40th birthday to Joe Smith in Melbourne, Australia.
I think it's a fake name.
Joe Smith would, yep. That's the guy. That's a guy. That's
do you
a guy.
Think that's a guy? Is it a guy in Melbourne, though?
He'd love an incredible Brian Butterfield birthday greeting while he tucks into his birthday pie and bonbons.
Mm.
Do you distrust him? Because we cannot give him birthday.
I'll put it to you this way.
That's right. I'm not going to do the impression.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We keep getting requests, which is true. And we talk about our orchestra or our band.
Orchestra?
No, it's a band. We have
what is the difference between a band?
We have no strings.
Is that true, Doc?
Oh, yes, we have.
We don't have any strings tonight, do we? I'm not talking about guitar. I'm talking about violins or cello.
Well, there are strings on that guitar, though. You can't leave them out.
Every night for 11 and a half years, I've been saying who was on the show, right?
Right.
Doc Severinsen and the NBC Orchestra.
Right.
For 11 and a half years, you've let me make this mistake and you never corrected me before tonight?
You have a finish for this? Or are you just
No, but you're saying that's not an orchestra. Why isn't it an orchestra? You haven't answered my question.
Oh, well, it sounds better. Doc Severinsen and his orchestra rather than Doc Severinsen and his band.
Why do you keep saying it in a chintzy way? Go first class. If I say in the front of the show, the NBC Orchestra, people tune in expecting to see the NBC Orchestra. Now you're going to introduce a band, they'll think some people went home.
There are going to be some people going home. Very sure. Sit down. Horns up. What are you going to do tonight, Doctor?
Well, we're going to stand around and wait till you guys decide if we're a band or an orchestra.
What would you prefer to be called?
Sweetheart.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from Studio 1K in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide 18 million times, ladies and gentlemen. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Our show today is brought to you by Hulu Plus. You've tried streaming hit shows on your PC. Now it's time to start your free trial of exclusive content in your living room and on your mobile device with Hulu Plus. This comes to us from John Barnes. He writes, "Hi, Mike. I just wanted to say thank you for the Hulu Plus idea. Well, I'd love to take credit for it. It wasn't my idea.
No, I thought you built this website.
It's just an incredible product.
I thought it was your idea.
My wife, Melinda, already had a Hulu account. That's the regular Hulu account.
Right.
But wasn't too sure about Hulu Plus. Your advertisement on Tuesday's show allowed me to set her up for Hulu Plus today, which she is enjoying immensely. Thanks again, and we thank you. This is a great addition to your home entertainment. Hulu Plus, you can get TV shows on your game consoles, your TVs, Blu-ray, Apple TV, or your smartphones or tablets.
Right.
With Hulu Plus, you get your favorite content anywhere, like full seasons of your favorite TV shows, even full seasons of classic TV shows that you may not have seen for a while, because Hulu Plus has all of them. Let me give you some of the shows they've got. Arrested Development. Everybody loves that.
Yes. Greatest show in the last 20 years.
I mean, they're talking about all current season episodes from popular shows like Glee, House, Modern Family, and other shows that have already been on that you might not have seen in a while. You want to go back and watch The X-Files, Battlestar Galactica, Desperate Housewives, Law & Order SVU, Ugly Betty, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Really, honestly, something for everybody.
Hulu Plus has shows like Saturday Night Live. I mentioned that's one of my favorites
the
that
best.
You can get. And you can control it when you want it. TMOS listeners can get an extended free trial right now. Just click the Hulu Plus link at MikeOMaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus/Mike. That is our code, HuluPlus/Mike. Make sure that you go to the Hulu Plus website and you use lowercase.
Please.
Okay? All lowercase. They wanted us to tell you that. That's the way you can get through easily. You control what you want to watch, when you want to watch it, and the list is endless with Hulu Plus, and they're just amazing. They're just a great addition to your home viewing because you can get it anywhere, and you can get the good stuff anywhere, too. So I love Hulu Plus. You'll love it, too. Right now, get your free trial. Just click the Hulu Plus link at MikeOMaraShow.com or go lowercase to HuluPlus/Mike. Thank you very much.
Good job.
That's
perfect.
Good. On the program today, let's talk about you, Oscar
Santana.
Hey, it's Oscar.
Why would you want to do that?
So yesterday, a conversation with Oscar Santana at about 6:45, and a conversation that involved putting his best buddy on the line, Mr. Todd Moore.
Oscar's World.
Oscar's World.
God.
The ABCs of you.
Oscar's World.
It's refreshing to me that you have plunged deeply back into alcoholism. It's good timing with
remember
the holiday
when he,
weekend.
Remember when he was drying out and he wasn't as much fun if such a thing was possible?
He motivated me to knock back a bottle of wine last night.
Atta boy, Mike.
Right after I talked to you, I went. To, I hit it right away.
Was it red?
Yeah, it was red.
Good boy.
Yeah, it was a little cheapo Costco Cabernet that I got.
Oh, Chateau de Kirkland.
Chateau de... It wasn't Kirkland.
Is it the Woodbridge?
No, it was from some place out west, they'd say.
Ah, very good.
And it was terrific, but you were...
So you're saying I'm more fun when I'm hammered?
I like you when you've always been to me a pleasant drunk.
Oh.
You're funny when you get drunk. You're amusing when you're drunk. You are boring as S when you are not drinking.
That's true. Worst Oscar ever is sober Oscar in a drinking environment.
Horrible.
Well, remember, because I almost died. My insides almost exploded.
You're fine.
Yeah, we don't want you to push that.
Yeah.
No. Everything's got... All things in moderation.
Please.
Including moderation.
I am so with you, Mike O'Mara.
But here it is, Wednesday.
Yes.
And I pick up the phone. I call Oscar.
Yes.
And within 5 seconds, I'm hammered. I'm hammered.
Now, you see, that is something different about That's Oscar
so
that separates him from you and me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hide it.
Yeah.
And we'll really, really drag our feet. Okay, well, you know, and it'll be a very perky, hello,
yeah,
how are you? And we'll never own to it.
And we'll especially hide it the morning after.
Oh, God.
You know, if you get that early morning call when you've had the night before, and it's just like, well, good morning.
You get a lot of, like, you'd be like Hasselhoff when he says, yep.
Yep. And Oscar, you caught me completely by surprise, because on a Wednesday night...
I wasn't expecting it either.
Especially the Wednesday night before a holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of surprising to me. And then you put Tomo on the phone, who is even worse than you, to understand. Because Tomo is more the... Tomo, you could use that audio in an audio to demonstrate what a drunk sounds like.
Yeah, he's not a... He's a great guy, Todd is,
Mike,
but he's not...
you gotta give me a girlfriend.
He's not a great drinker.
You...
I love him.
You gotta give me a girlfriend.
See, you know, I was hammered because I thought, I was like, you sound so sober when you got off the phone with you. I said that to Todd. I said...
Oh, so to you, he was doing great.
That's a wrong... That's a wrong-o.
All right, so let me set the scene.
Can you just see Todd and Oscar? They hang up, and Oscar says, I think you fooled him.
Right, right. No, they... The good thing about both these guys is they own up to it.
Sure.
They owned up to it right away, and so I knew that. And the only thing I said to Todd, I said, Todd, you're asking the Mike O'Mara show to maybe have some sort of dating game for you and get you a girlfriend, and I'm here to tell you, when you wake up in the morning, I really, really want you to make sure you know that I love this idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That I really, truly love this idea.
He's so into it that this morning, actually, I slept at his house last night, but this morning.
I am a gay American.
That is so hot.
Now in his guest room.
Good morning. Good morning, Oscar. Eggs? You betcha.
I always love eggs from somebody who can drink to excess.
Thanks so much.
Not sound drunk.
Wow.
But he did text me at 8-ish this morning because I left his place around 6. The walk of shame to go home.
What are you doing to me? What are you doing? What are you doing to me? Get off me.
That's at the point when Oscar wakes up and Todd says, oh, I'm sorry. I thought the guest room was my bedroom.
No, actually, that's Todd saying that to Oscar.
They take turns.
Let's be honest.
Whose night is it to be the attacker?
He's got a name for it. He's got a name for his dating game. This is how into it he is. He texted me a name this morning.
Men and women?
No, just women.
Okay, just checking.
Women. Does it come hear my white noise?
Right.
No.
So you stayed at his house last night?
Yes.
Well, what? Hold on. I'm gonna pry open the world of you now.
Oh, good luck.
Because I was gonna have an easy discussion. All right, what's going on? What's going on with our boy here? Come on.
What do you mean?
Because I'm sensing those old familiar patterns again. You know, you're a man who is happily living in sin.
Yes.
You should be in your girlfriend's bed on a Wednesday. You should be in your girlfriend's bed.
I should be, but we were celebrating.
Right.
We were celebrating.
The loss of your anal virginity?
Wow.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Hey, no, none of that.
Wow.
I got
that. That's simply a joke.
Todd got a call from Shark Tank, the show on ABC.
Oh,
the Barbara Corcoran show.
You too. You two nuts.
Why?
I swear to God, it's nonstop.
You know, that's really awesome.
It's just nonstop with you. You got a call from Shark Tank.
My daughter Julia. We're
going to go out and celebrate the opportunity to go and audition to be on the television show to get rejected.
That's right. Another failing reality show that caters to mostly 12-year-olds.
There we go. That's what you were celebrating.
Yes.
That's why he loves you, man.
Because
he calls you and he goes, hey, Oscar, remember when I submitted that tape to Shark Tank? They want me to come in and have a second interview. Let's go celebrate!
Oscar, exactly. I've got a 20%.
Is that how it went down a little?
That's exactly how it happened.
He's all excited, Mike. He has a 20% chance to meet Mark Cuban.
This is so embarrassing.
This is fine.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'll just say it. We were practicing walking down that hall.
Is it going to be both of you guys?
It might be both.
Where do you horn in on this? Where do you come in?
I'm his proxy. That's what I am.
You're going to be like his executive vice president.
That's right.
To make it. Now, is this for the app that he was talking about, the new app?
No, this is for a different project that he can't talk about right
now. He's got totally... Yeah. How many irons does he... How many things? Don't tell me specifics, but how many things does he have right now spinning in the air? How many plates does he have spinning?
Oh, God. I would say solid things, tangible
like
things.
Like real stuff that he's going to try to develop.
I would say at least... Oh, God. At least five. Five strong, solid things.
And this is one we haven't heard about.
Yes.
Because we only hear about him when he's ready to promote them and they're ready to go to the public.
And then, Mike, there's us just barely hanging on by a thread.
Right.
He's being seduced by major television networks.
You're not going to be satisfied. You're not going to be satisfied until you are sitting in Silicon Valley somewhere with the big house and the Ferrari.
What are you talking
He'll
about?
He'll be at the top of Tomo Towers.
Yes.
Sitting there as executive vice president.
I'll live in the gatehouse.
Do me a favor.
Yes.
Just I know you know the statistic. I will not reveal it. Jot down for me what Tomo's net worth is.
Oh, I can't say that.
You can't?
I can't say that.
Is it that significant?
He is so private about that stuff.
Really?
That I wouldn't even feel comfortable.
I bet he would.
Damn it.
I bet he would have told you last night.
I bet I could have gotten
and
it.
And I really,
hey,
to be fair to me, I really don't know. Because the only times he's ever talked about that,
Rob,
is when
you write it down.
He's been really, really hammered.
Rob Spiewak just handed a comedy opportunity by Mike O'Mara. Write it down, Rob. His total net worth.
I almost got it.
Okay, here we go.
I got it. Yeah, I Googled it. Here's his value.
Right.
$68.03.
And a Tesla.
And a Tesla.
He spent a lot of money on the car.
You know he's very conservative.
Actually, Rob wrote $68.3 trillion.
And a Tesla.
He's not really flashy, so you don't really know.
No, he's not flashy. No, no.
He can't be flashy because he's 75 feet tall.
He likes simple things like crispy wings.
But with all his success, he lives a lonely life.
He does?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, after we talked about Shark Tank and those possibilities and business, he said, you know what? I really need a girlfriend.
So he's all in. He wants to do this thing.
To call it Tomo All Access.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to Tomo Access. Tomo All Access. And now here are the girls.
You know, if it's All Access, he might interest a couple of guys.
She's a 25-year-old software engineer from Paramus, New Jersey. Please welcome Bubbles Steinberg. She's a former exotic dancer from Las Vegas, Nevada, who now occupies her time on Facebook and Twitter. Please say hi to Gwen.
Hi, Gwen.
And from Manassas, Virginia, she's a 600-pound housewife, mother of six with no father, who rides a bicycle to her job at the convenience store. Please say hi to Juanita.
Hi, Juanita.
Here she comes right now.
I would like to have all access or something.
And now let's bring out the man the show is named after. It's Tomo All Access. Here he is in his Tesla, Todd Moore.
Yay!
There he goes.
So he actually does the dating show from his car?
Then they get a tight shot. We're doing the TV show right now. Get a tight shot of Tomo. And he says, as he looks right into the camera, he says, "Who wants to be my girlfriend?"
It's America's favorite drunken dating show.
Who wants to be? So he woke up this morning.
Yes.
And
he concurred.
He's still into it.
He's still in.
We're gonna get this started.
He
next
said
week.
He's willing to pick him up from the airport. He's if we had to fly someone in,
would he pay?
We could
for
work
the,
that out.
Would he pay for the flight?
I think if the picture is appropriate, maybe he would pay for her.
You know, you can doctor pictures on the internet.
That's right, yes. Rennie. That's right,
proof
Rennie.
Of life. Skype.
This is too good.
Skype. So it'd be a national search.
Todd Moore, All Access.
Yeah.
And we will bring Todd in next week, a day that's convenient, Tuesday through Friday.
Tuesday works for him.
Tuesday is perfect, something to look forward to after the holiday weekend.
Right.
Tuesday, it will be Todd Moore All Access. We will bring. And, you know, one of the things we're going to do, and this is just thinking out loud here, which we do often on the show, we're going to have visitors. We're going to have a lot of visitors
coming up after
Memorial
Day.
It's fun to have, but they're visitors we really handpick.
Yeah.
So don't think you're just an average schmo that's going to be out there and can roll in here. We want to bring in visitors that that bring a little something, and this is bringing a little something.
Yeah, yes. We want the choice, Mike.
Luminaries.
Now, while you can't reveal his total net worth, is it safe to say that a young lady that would be favored by Todd Moore would be comfortable for the rest of her life?
Oh, I don't know if that's. It depends on what she's comfortable with.
Okay. I'd be willing to say yes.
Really,
I'd say any of us would be A-okay.
He hustles.
And yes, he works very hard.
He does a lot of reality shows.
He's white.
He's a worker.
He's tall.
Bee. He has a lot of downtime too, where he can he can travel and
he
vacation.
He likes to balance his life.
And big.
Ladies love downtime. With Todd Moore,
if you know what I mean.
You know, that might actually be a better sequel show. Like After the Rose, it would be Todd Moore's downtime.
Todd Moore's
on Showtime.
Right after Gigolos.
Yes.
I saw Todd last night on Facebook, and he was asking people for ideas for Shark Tank.
Yes, yes.
So he doesn't actually have a specific
idea?
No,
he's pitched an idea, and that's what they want them to do. But he was actually shocked. It was more of an experiment for him, because he was like, I wonder if I put this out there, what type of ideas would come back.
Okay.
And everybody thinks they have a billion-dollar idea.
Yeah.
And it's pretty interesting. That,
you know what he'd love? He'd answer every one of them and say, your idea sucks.
I get to like Todd Moore. More and more.
Oh, I love him.
I truly like the guy the more I get to know him. And here it is, 23 hours ago.
I just got a call back from Shark Tank. Somebody give me an idea, quick.
There he is, and we're going to get him in here. I'd love to get a leg up. I would love.
Hey, so would he.
Listen, there are two things I want people to know. When we do the birthdays now, please send all your birthday requests to Rob Spiewak on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Easy to go through me for Facebook.
And Rob's going to be coordinating our correspondence, and he's been doing that pretty much all along, but we're just formalizing that right now. And I would like to, I think it's going to be easier, Rob, if we say, anything like this, if you're a young lady out there that is,
or you know someone you want to pimp out.
Or you know somebody, please send Rob a message this holiday weekend on Facebook.
If you are pimping someone out, please notify them before you pimp them out.
Right.
We don't want to have to be the one that tells, hey, do you want to bone Todd Moore?
We're going
to
be talking about we're going to be talking about Facebook popularity in the news today, but you know, it's still our thing. That's what we do.
Yeah, love it.
Please send your private message to Rob Spiewak on Facebook. If you know somebody that you know is looking for love, or you're a young lady, he does have some, well, you know what? I'm going to let him handle that.
Okay.
I'm going to let him do the sale.
For now, I we're just going all women need apply. Yeah. Because I don't want to go into Todd's detailed criteria that he gave me last night.
Exactly.
That might not be a good start to this.
Oh, he gave you details last night.
Oh, he gave me some very pointed details on what he was looking for.
Wow. So send all inquiries to me. And remember, you don't need to be my friend to send me a Facebook message.
That's
R-O-B-B S-P-E-W-A-K.
And send that to Rob. And I won't go into the details of what Todd required. But let me just say, if you're a woman who is barren, you're A-OK. everything's gonna be just fine.
So no need to get him a stroller.
If you're childless and not capable of reproducing, that's okay with him. Anyway, we'll take a break.
That must have been a hell of a conversation.
We will come back with a brand new bit that I'm calling Jimmy Cerrito Theater.
All right.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by Weight Not. We talk about how healthy Weight Not is and how they let you go get real food. Stop showing me the Todd Moore pictures. Weight Not plans now start as low as $5 a day. That, my friends, is about the cost of a gym membership.
Oftentimes less, Mike.
And you can accelerate your weight loss, and you can do what we call, we don't talk about the details enough on Weight Not. Jumpstart is one of the most effective ways to get a weight loss program underway, and it's beautiful. Because it gives you the results quick, which is the number one motivating factor if you want to lose weight. And we love the Jumpstart program. You can go back to it and lose a quick 8-9 pounds in a very short period of time.
Amazing about Jumpstart, not only does it work immediately, it sets your body up for continued rapid weight loss. It's fantastic.
You can eat the real natural foods you can find in any grocery store. No packaged meals, no meal replacements, nothing artificial. Go to their Facebook page. They have one, too, and read the success stories on Weight Not. It'll give you a handle on how many people are out there that are just like you that are really, really trying to lose weight. Find out more. Visit weightnot.com. Weight Not. Show us what you are made of. I talked yesterday about the fact that Jimmy Cerrito has communicated with me, and he usually communicates with me when there's something that's a little off, if something goes wrong. He did this down in Florida, too.
Yeah.
The problem is, if you tell Jimmy that everything's okay and everything's going to be just fine, I finally figured out what it is that drives me nuts.
What is it?
And, well, we're going to demonstrate with I will be playing the role of Jimmy Cerrito,
okay.
And I will go around the room with you guys. And what I want you to do is just give me some good news, and then I will say something negative about it. You follow up with a confirmation that it's good news,
right?
And then I dismiss
it. Oh, that's fair.
May I begin?
This is a standard. This is Jimmy Cerrito Theater, and this is for purposes of example. This is the way it sounds.
I love theater. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Rob.
How you doing, Jimmy?
How you doing?
I wanted to tell you, I've had a great day. Guess what? I got a new car.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, you know, some of those cars, Rob, they don't do real well in crash results.
Oh, no, this is top safety rated.
Yeah. Okay, you hang in there.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey. Hi, Oscar. It's Jimmy Cerrito. Everybody's best friend. How you doing? I'm Mike's best friend, and Mike's my best friend. How you doing, Oscar?
Jimmy, you look great. I want to let you know that the Mike O'Mara Show is voted one of the top podcasts in the country.
Well, you know, that's not always reliable, is it? Those statistics kind of lie. Didn't they get in trouble a while back?
They've been tracking these for the last 10 years, so I think they're pretty reliable.
Okay, I don't know. You hang in there.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy Cerrito Theater,
hey,
ladies
Jimmy.
And gentlemen. Yeah, it's what he does, and it drives me insane.
I've seen it before.
And I had a conversation, and I'll be honest, I'm pulling the curtain back. He calls, he goes, so, Buzz isn't on the show anymore, huh? I said, yeah, you know, he wanted to do new things, Jimmy, and, you know, we're making some changes, but change is good, and we're going to move forward. Yeah, okay, you miss him? I said, Jimmy, he's been gone for a week. Of course, anybody would leave a show, and we miss him. But onward and upward, I think things are going to be really fantastic.
Okay, you hang in there.
Hey, Jimmy, you know what?
Hey, Rob, put wing sauce on it.
Unfortunately, Carrie bounced a check the other day, but guess what? I went to the bank, and they waived the fee because I explained the circumstances.
Don't they sometimes call you and come back on that and actually want the money back?
No, they expunged it from my record.
I don't know.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing, Oscar?
I just bought a scratcher and won $1,000. Isn't that cool?
Oh, you got to pay taxes on it, though, right?
Yeah, but it's $1,000. I paid $2 for the ticket.
Yeah, all right. Good luck.
Hey, Jimmy.
How you doing, Rob?
I was looking at the weather. Looks like it's going to be great for your cookout in the alley behind Jimmy's this weekend.
Yeah, but we might get some thunderstorms. And, you know, if we put all the food out and then the thunder comes, we got problems.
I don't know. I looked at the weather. It looks perfectly clear.
Yeah, weather forecasts can be wrong.
But it's always at the end.
Debbie Downer.
It's just a good luck. It's never really negative. What it is it's supportive, but it masks the overall.
He's the optimistic fatalist.
The optimistic fatalist.
And
optimistic fatalist.
An actual example was when we were getting ready to drive to Florida, we were actually loading the SUVs in front of your house.
Right.
He said, yeah, looks good. Hope there's no hurricanes.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Jimmy.
Mark, didn't you get a new puppy?
I did get a new puppy.
Aren't those the ones that have, like, all the disease?
Well, she had some trouble with her eyes, but she's doing a little bit better.
Yeah, you hang in there. Now, see, the thing is, you've got to be, what I am with him now, is you have to be positive.
Always positive.
You have to, everything's got to be. It's like, oh, it's a show dog. It's one of the top breeders. Aren't show dogs usually prone to death?
Oh. Hey, Jimmy, you know what?
What's that, Rob? Wing sauce on it.
I think it's really great. We got to look ahead. It's almost the end of the school year. Julia is going to have a 4.0.
Don't they say kids with high grades usually are prone to depression?
Well, she seems happy to me.
Well, you better be nice to her.
That's it. That's what he does.
That didn't kick any better.
Jimmy Cerrito Theater.
That's awesome.
It's
Thank
so
you very much.
Perfect.
On a serious note, we'll have this in the news today, news you may not need, but I will tell you that, in my humble opinion, please, news media, don't call a terror attack. You know, don't call a murder a terror attack.
I agree.
And, you know, you have one douche that's standing out in the middle of the street after hacking a guy to death.
Do you have any interest in hearing the tape of him?
No. I tell you, this is one where I think we draw the line because we're not going to feed into that and his little spiel. What he did was...
Can you set the scene?
Yesterday, breaking news in the middle of the day that this this London soldier, off-duty soldier, gets run over by these two asshats, and then they jump out and they start stabbing him to death, and they do stab him to death. And suddenly, they use the word terrorism. And I was trying to say this to Carla today when I'm watching this on the news. I said, I don't want to say you're legitimizing him, because calling somebody a terrorist is not a good thing to say. But in a way, you almost speak to them being some sort of organized, elite group of people that were trained to do this.
Exactly.
When these are a couple of thug, murdering, probably high on drug douches that go out and do this, and suddenly you got the prime minister in England that's having a meeting about terror and all that.
Well, if you want to break it down.
These were just a couple of, this is my opinion. I could be wrong.
I'm with you. If you want to break it down, the definition of terrorism is acting or doing something that causes terror. Well, this was horrifying.
Yeah.
But it's over now. And it's really not, terrorism.
The two guys were shot.
Yeah, I don't see it as an act of terror. I see it as a murder.
I got, just looking at the guy, when I looked at the video, I got the distinct impression the guy was high on something. He was doing that whole mouth thing. Incidentally, you want to know somebody, hey, people that haven't been around drugs, you want to recognize somebody that is on drugs, take a look at the mouth. It can be ecstasy, it can be cocaine. I've been around both of these drugs. I've seen the way people are. The mouth betrays the drugs. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Even so much as having a dry mouth when you've done a lot of coke.
Right.
You get somebody who's going, nyap. Yeah, like that. Mm. This guy was working the mouth
out
like they
mind,
were
yeah.
high, like huffing high out of their mouth. I would really hope that at some point we would get a toxicology report to find out whether indeed these guys were high. But now, you know, terror in London. What is this? So
that's
now,
the first thing they said on the news this morning.
Right.
And I sat bolt upright and looked at the television and I said, but it's not terror.
It's murder.
It's a murder. It's very unfortunate. It's very sad. It's horrifying, but it's not a terror attack.
It's a guy from another country, saw a white guy in London, and decided to attack him, and then got on camera as they were videotaping and did this whole spiel justifying his barbaric act by saying, people kill Muslims overseas. So suddenly you label the guy a terrorist? Not that terrorists are great people either.
No.
But I don't think this is Osama bin Laden territory here.
No,
and it just pissed me off. Because
irresponsible reporting.
And as soon as you get that thread, as soon as you get that one point of view from some media outlet where it's terrorism, immediately you get everybody doing the same thing.
Of course. Yeah.
And what it is just a couple of horrible human beings. It was despicable. And what amazed me, did you see the woman who approached the guy?
Yes. I think she's a school teacher or no, Cub Scout volunteer, sort of super mom.
Truly amazing. But, you know, once again, when I'm watching that, I'm saying, if we do this, aren't we causing more people to maybe want to go out and do this if we're calling them terrorists?
Yeah.
Because it's like calling somebody the bad guy on TV.
It's like propping them up.
It's crap.
They're murderers.
They're murderers. Remember that. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about new media right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, you ever hear him do his Roland Gift?
No.
It's great.
Welcome back to the show.
Not Roland Gift.
The segment of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by what I would describe as one of the greatest products I've ever come in contact with.
Whoa.
Because products in their simplicity can be great.
Yes.
And I'm talking about something that actually has great in the name.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, I would rename this product. It's called the Mangrate, M-A-N-G-R-A-T-E. I'd like to rename it just for the purpose of this commercial.
What will you
now,
name
don't do
it?
This when you order it because you won't see it online.
No.
I'd like to call it the M-A-N-G-R-E-A-T.
Oh, man, great.
The man great.
Great. Look at that.
With an exclamation point. What is it, you may ask? It's simple.
I have a question. What is
What's that? It is something that you put on your grill. Let me describe what your average store-bought grill would sound like when if you talk to it.
Okay. Please.
Hello. It's Memorial Day weekend. Are you gonna cook hot dogs on me? Are you gonna cook hot dogs on me? I don't know if I can even accommodate hot dogs.
Now, by means of comparison,
how about a burger? No, don't put a burger on me. I can't accommodate it.
Now, by comparison, the Mangrate.
Yeah, let's talk to that.
Hello.
Hi, Mangrate.
I'm the Mangrate.
Hey.
Put 50 steaks on me. I'll sear them with deep, dark grill marks.
Will there be any flare-ups?
There won't be flare-ups, and your meat will taste just like it came out of a fine restaurant because, ha, 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 I'm the Mangrate.
Excuse me, Mangrate.
Hi.
Do you know Sex Boy?
No. It's the same voice, though. Mangrate out.
Thank you, Mangrate. Yeah. Love it.
Named one of the best grilling accessories by Men's Health Magazine.
Yeah, wonderful.
Mangrates make the perfect Father's Day gift. Get Mangrates for your dad or yourself. Click their ad on our website or go to mangrate.com. Enter the code TMOS and you'll get our special price, $19.99 with the custom grill brush.
You know, it's really great. I'm glad you brought it up. Yesterday, I was running around my neighborhood and I was wearing a wool sweater.
Right.
And I just happened to look at myself when I came inside. It was an Argyle wool sweater, Mike. And
yeah, you
I was
great in it.
I was covered with cicada shells.
It looks good on you, though.
I was filthy with cicada shells. How do I get these off? And that grill brush.
Right.
The sweater looks great.
Oh, perfect.
Excuse me. The Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. Thank you very much. Go get it today. Get it for Father's Day. Thank you.
And a sweater.
I'm in the dentist's office yesterday.
How'd that go?
this is season 3 of Game of Thrones for you, right?
I have been now 2 times in. Here's the problem.
You go one more time, they'll name a sandwich after you.
I am reasonably sure that when I had a little tooth distress, that I communicated the right tooth.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you're not taking any blame on this.
No. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
As long as you're sure.
Yesterday, within 2 weeks, I got my second crown.
Nice.
Which means my teeth are basically disintegrating in my head.
At any point, did they offer you your own parking spot?
I went in there, and he was very surprised. He said, well, we took care of the tooth. And because he's a wonderful dentist and kind of a caregiver, you know, he said, well, the other one was, we put a crown on it, and we tested the other and x-rayed the other one, and it showed that it had a problem, and that's why we put a crown on it. And then you have a problem with this one. I said, well, this is the one that you filled in 2008. And when he filled it, and as a credit to my dentist, Dr. Dana said to me that we had to keep an eye on that tooth because there was so much filling in it.
Yes.
That it might crack.
Delicious cream filling.
So what I think happened is when I got the new crown in the other tooth that's right next to it.
He jostled it.
That, well, I don't think he did. I think maybe I did, or maybe it was just time. And the difference was I had a little pain with the one in the back, and then I come out of the Novocaine, and I'm, you know, you're testing it to see.
How's, yeah, yeah. Don't do that.
I know exactly what you're talking
How's
about.
How's everything doing? And as soon as I was fully out of the Novocaine, and I said, I'm gonna bite down on this carrot and see what.
Oh, God.
And it is. Let me see if I can describe the pain. I want to describe the pain to.
I can't
everybody.
Imagine.
So I, as soon
a
as
carrot I, couldn't you couldn't have yeah. chosen worse.
Well, I just wanted to say,
start was, soft. Start with a marshmallow.
I was feeling a little something, and so I bit down on the carrot and. It was that kind of pain.
See, you don't do what I do. Shooting the first thing, I have a very, very, very stringent routine when I leave the dentist office.
Tina, chew the food.
I say, eat it, you fat lard. I leave the dentist office, and I go right to my car, and as fast as I can, I eat a box of Juji fruit.
You know, you do that. What I like to do, Rob, is I don't want to go to a convenience store. I go right to the grocery store,
yes.
And I buy a brand new package of aluminum foil.
Oh, no.
Now, you know there are people... Yeah. Since they don't do metal fillings anymore, I bet people under the age of 20 don't get that.
Metal fillings or
metal
fillings?
Metal fillings anymore, because they used to. It would be like almost like an electrostatic charge if you chew on foil.
It was painful to the point where it's been a very long time since I've gone to the dentist because I absolutely had to. And I called Tammy, lovely Tammy, and she's in this story a little bit later on.
Oh, good.
Because
she's
you know, you don't go there, do you?
No, I don't.
This is the happiest dentist office in the world.
It is. It's like a discotheque.
These are the happiest people I've ever seen. I mean, it's an office that is filled with laughter and joy. It literally is. I have never gone in there where they're not laughing and smiling. There's never
again,
a sullen person there.
But then again, if you had a license to print money 4 days a week, wouldn't you be happy?
Yeah, and they take Friday off.
Yeah, they do. They don't have to. They don't have to work Friday.
Why not?
So they're like, hey, is this hurt? Okay. See you Monday. Take
hey,
care.
Here's another gag gift.
And now they have Monday off because it's the holiday.
Right.
So they're going to be, you know, they were just bouncing off the walls. So I call because I said, I literally can't chew on my left side where you put the new tooth in. Mm-hmm. And because they're good at what they do, they're incredulous. They're like, that what? There's just no way. What happened? It can't be our work.
I would love it if you said.
It can't be our work screwed up.
I would love to watch you call and you say, yeah, hi, there's a little problem. I can't seem to chew on the left side of my mouth. Then you hear, click, hello?
So,
hello?
Have you ever, has anybody in this room ever had a test for a cracked filling?
No.
What they make you do is they put a plastic stick in your mouth, and he is, would you not agree, he is the most pain-sensitive dentist I've ever had.
The most.
He cares. The best. He cares about that just about as much as any. That's his deal. He doesn't want you to feel any pain.
That's why you don't feel the left side of your body for 8 hours after you leave his office, and that's just a cleaning.
You get Novocaine, which is, who was I talking to on the way? Mark, did I call you when I was on the way home?
I don't know what time was that.
It was probably right around 4:30,
yes.
5 o'clock.
Yes.
And I called Mark, and I'm like, but we have to be bad. Have we talked with the people that pay for it probably with them yet? Have we talked with the people that pay for it probably with them yet? And the one way he tests it, because he's got to know whether the filling is cracked or not, and in order to do that, you have to bite on the plastic stick.
This is, you know how you felt when we were talking about Oscar's pustule?
Right.
This is how I feel right now.
I'm crept out.
So he makes me bite on this one part of the tooth, and there's nothing.
Yeah, heebie-jeebies.
There's no pain.
Hey, that's great.
And then he makes me bite on the back part of the tooth, and there's some pain. But really,
how bad?
But only if I kind of wiggle it back and forth, then I can get the pain. But so we're not getting definitive pain.
So
and
then
all
did he pull out the carrot?
No, but he's got this
you
plastic
didn't chew on
stick.
This piece.
And I'm going back and forth with this, and then he says, okay, I think you've got a cracked filling, but there's only one way to definitively tell. And the way we're going to do this is he says, I want you to bite down hard and then release quickly.
Oh, and no!
So what I do is I do it. I do exactly what I'm told.
So is the stick like a little I don't know what to say, adhesive, but like sticky, so that if there was loose stuff.
It's a popsicle stick.
No, it's like, it looks like a little.
I'm trying to find a picture for you.
It's just like a little plastic stick. I don't know what it is. I'm not, at this point, I'm a little focused on my pain, Rob.
Of course.
So, I squeeze the stick at the one part of my tooth as hard as I can, and then I release quickly. I was sitting there, and then it's just, now it's like, like that. And I'm a brave guy. I'm really, I don't like to do this, but I do it with my eyes. So I'm not screaming as much as I'm just going, That's it. He said, that's a crack filling. And I said, yes, it is a crack
filling. Exactly what I told you on the phone 2 days ago.
So now I have two crowns. And incidentally, this is the music I play. I have the crown on my far back tooth, and I have the crown on my tooth right next to it.
Mike, uneasy lies the head. Cracks the crown.
42 and 43, just like the Bush presidency.
Yeah, awesome.
I'm not sure what number they
When are you going in again? Because I have a feeling going in, I think, on Wednesday. Wouldn't it be nice if we could be there at the same time?
Aww. I'll be visiting again to get the permanent crown put on June 12th.
Oh, I won't be there that day. I'm sorry.
I will be there. Now, that's not the real story from the dentist. The real story
There's more?
As he is drilling away, you know, and just, you know, getting all the bad stuff out of my teeth. And, you know, he tells you it's just, they circle the tooth, and it's just a little plate that they put over it. It's not the classic filling. I know this is grossing you out. As this is going on, as this is going on, I'm listening down the hallway and really turn up number six, and this is what I hear down the hallway. It seriously sounds like they're having a wine and cheese party down the hallway.
Comedy club.
They are laughing and laughing. And they all. It's two different dentists that are in there, right? It's one guy on the far left who we never see.
That's Dr. Choi.
And he's the solemn dentist.
Yeah, he is.
Right? Isn't it a total... I mean, I don't want to slam the other guy that works next to him, but it's a total contrast in office style.
The only way I can
explain
it...
ridiculously so.
If you ever remember in the old Batman show, there would be, where in Mr. Freeze's hideout, a warm zone and a cold zone.
Yes.
And it was really like a line.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go past the halfway mark on Tammy's desk, there is no laughter.
1,000%.
There is no joy.
On their side, it's like, joy buzzers, noisemakers, balloons coming down. You go to that other side, it's like, hello, Mrs. Smith. It's time for your appointment.
But I think that's the tradition in Asian dentists.
Rob, right now, why did you have to do that?
How dare you?
We've got a one. You know, today on the news, we have a wonderful story about a triumph in Asia.
Really?
That I hope you're going to listen to and take to heart.
I have a triumphant Asian in the audio vault as well. He lives in Sacramento.
Thank you very much.
I think we'll show all sides of it.
So I hear the laughter moving down from stall to stall. Yeah. You know, the little dental stalls that are going on.
Right.
And finally, they get to me. And this is really not safe for work, but I've got to express. I can't tell you exactly what it says. They're showing something online. Right. And the website is from Vine.com.
Yes.
Which apparently all the kids are loving nowadays.
It's a great app. Actually, Twitter came out.
What is it you make? Is it a 10-second movie? A 5-second movie?
It's basically... montage eight videos where you can take a continuous video or you can take separate videos and put them all together.
This is a continuous video.
Yes.
But it's super brief. It's very, very short and it's on there. And they're lovely ladies. They're a little easy on the eye, and they show these videos. And so when one of them, Tammy, comes in and wants to show me a video, and the video is entitled Rubbing Blanky.
Mm-hmm.
Only it's not Blanky. It's what you might call, it's another name for a cat.
Understood.
So, but that's the title of the video, and I'm like, I'm all in. I'm numbed up. I've got half my tooth that's been whittled away.
Who
I'm
doesn't like animal videos?
I'm ready for my crown, and I'm like, I'll look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And she sets it up beautifully by saying, I monitor what my 15-year-old watches, and unfortunately, I usually like to give them their privacy, but as a good parent, I felt it was necessary to see what my kids were watching.
Mm-hmm. Oscar, can you bring this up? I'd like to see this after he explains
it. No problem.
And we will have to post this prominently on MikeOMaraShow.com.
We'll link to it.
Is that
because let's see. No, that's not it.
That's the title.
No, if you put that in like in a search engine, you're going to get a hell of a lot more than that.
Yeah.
This is at Vine.
Can't understand if you put that in a search engine.
Can I see that again, though?
There you go.
There it is.
Put that in a search engine, Oscar.
No, that's the real thing.
Streaming machine comes off the air
away. Let me go to it. Hold on a second. I've got it in my computer.
Oh, you do?
And I'm going to show it to you boys right now.
Race Dome.
He just put it on his...
Yeah, he's like, oh, I got to make sure I have this for the show.
Well,
Carl Holm.
I'm always thinking about the show. That's what I do.
Nice. It has its own toolbar now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, though, searching for things.
Why not?
So here it is, and I'm going to play it for you right now.
It's just brief.
And here it is.
Okay.
Okay. Is it playing automatically?
Yeah, but yes. We can't see it. There we go.
Is it moving? So it's not rubbing what you think it's rubbing.
No.
That's fantastic.
It's actually, it looks to be a young African-American man rubbing his eye.
You've said plenty. I think that's the greatest. Now I know why Al Gore invented the internet.
So that's why, and you see the reaction you had?
Hilarity.
That is the hilarity that was ensuing.
My.
And, you know, so, and then he went back to grinding my tooth, away.
I guess Tammy was concerned at first because she saw that.
And I was like, concerned because, you know, when I first start looking at that, I'm like, well, okay. And I'm all for these lovely ladies showing me porn, but
a little liberal.
This is a little uncomfortable here. Yeah. It was fantastic.
I love
it. It was awesome. Fantastic. And it still is. Now I don't know how to show it.
Did you show Carla?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
She thought that, you know, it's when you show something that another woman has showed you.
I never thought about it.
I think Carla thought it was funny.
Does Carla go to the your dentist?
Yeah. Someone's at the door.
All right.
Because of Carla. Oh.
Oh, maybe it's Tammy.
Doesn't that sound like Star Wars?
With more video.
Yeah. I gotta make sure I show this fit. I can't shut it off.
Oh, no.
All right, hold on a second.
Go up and click. You can force quit. You can force quit, can't you?
I'm fine. Everything's okay. But this website, which is vine.com, you see,
it's an app that you can download on your iPhone or your Android device. It's absolutely free. Twitter came out with it, and it's another way to actually express yourself. Instead of the 143 characters or whatever Twitter is, you can actually make a little video that people are sharing all
around the world. Some of them are real. You know who does a lot of them that are extraordinarily funny is Will Sasso, who I didn't used to like.
Oh, I loved Will Sasso.
If you ever have a...
He's I love his Kenny Rogers.
If you want to see a really funny whole bunch of them in a link, search Vine Will Sasso Lemons.
So you're down with this Vine?
Yeah, I've got it on my phone. I've not made one yet.
It's right up his alley. I looked at Rob and I said, Rob, this app is all about you and your kids. All you do is do kind of fun, strange, innocuous things in your
Julia
life.
Julia would kill on this app.
Take video and share it with the world.
Okay, so that's vine.com. Check it out. And there's an app for it as well.
Who was at the door?
Oh, it was just a package.
Nice
for
package.
Carla.
Hey, we were looking at a good a package for Carla.
Another desk?
That's unusual.
No. Another desk.
We haven't been getting a lot of those. Jesus.
So really, your living room in there is like tribbles. Oh. There's just stuff everywhere.
Incidentally, I should pass along to everybody that it's the Mike O'Mara Show, P.O. Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108. And I really hope I'll check the mailbox like within the next month.
Yeah, it'll be there.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
We're a little overloaded with mail last time I went in there. They hate me already at the post office.
No.
They do. Because like, I get 600 pieces of mail, and then there are 40 boxes in the back that they've been like stacking up. You got to pick those up on a regular basis.
Oh, because you have like a smallish box, so they can't all fit it in there. So you have the Uber flow.
Do you think I pissed them off when they said, you got to pick those boxes up on a regular basis? And when I looked at them, I went,
the little thumb shot?
You gave him a Shooter McGavin. Yeah.
Righto.
Righto.
Right. And maybe I should have said, righto, Mr. Miserable Man.
Post office man.
Righto. Righto, Mr. P.O. Box 3.
Can I ask you a question that I might regret?
Yeah, go ahead.
So at this point in Carla's pregnancy,
yes.
If you don't mention something about the pregnancy when you're having a conversation with her or about the baby, is it like a non-conversation?
No. She is very.
I've seen that with pregnant women.
What she is she's very methodical about it. She knows what the deal is. Everything seems to be going okay. We've had a bit of a week. I'll be honest with you. We've had a bit of a week where things seem to be okay, but I think there's a little more fatigue that's creeping into it. I mean, right now
it's crunch time for her.
She is, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. She's one of the most beautiful pregnant ladies I've ever seen.
Oh,
not just because she's my wife, but I will tell you that when she stands sideways now, she's got a human being there. That's pretty obvious that she's carrying around a little human being, and I think all women get to a point with that where it's getting to be crunch time.
Yeah.
I think we're 32 weeks tomorrow. We're going to be 32, 32 weeks tomorrow. So we're getting very close to the finish line, and it's just a big bubble
I'm not able
to not sound like an a-hole during this discussion. No.
I know it's weighing on her, but I think it's also weighing on you.
It's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, and the fact that you both are going through this together is going to make it a little taxing, but also you can rely on each other.
Oh, absolutely.
No, I mean, of course, I'm beginning to stress myself. That's the
way. Yeah, you
the
should reason, stop doing that.
Do you know that I have been? I've really had a quite an easy time communicating about it. I'm no longer there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you passed that.
I'm having a little more trouble talking about it than I did before.
Are you at a point yet where you're looking forward to the visits to the dentist office?
No, not there.
No, almost though, maybe.
Well, if they keep showing me porn videos, I'll be excited.
Yeah,
it's
not to like.
I was excited because I was like, well, you know, if we ever have a fourth mic, wait a second, we will have a fourth, and his name will be Mike.
That's right. Yeah. That's true.
Mike the fourth, coming soon. No, everything's fine in Babyland, and we'll have information about that next week. Because, well, to be honest with you, you folks want to send it, and we want to get it.
That's right.
I'll let you know how to do that.
Keep sending those desks.
That's fine. Yeah. My goal, really, for this pregnancy is not to buy anything myself.
Good.
That's horrible. What am I doing?
Wonderful.
I'm happy. Life is good. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, sorry, I got distracted there, ladies and gentlemen. No, that's not what I want. That's what I want.
Wow, wow.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Brought to you by RC Kitchens. Your kitchen may be the most important room in your home. Now you can have hand-built all-wood top-quality cabinets for about the same price as the mass-produced brands. Contact Rory Callahan at RC Kitchens to get the Mercedes quality at Prius prices you deserve. Estimates from RC Kitchens are guaranteed accurate, and the timetable is always honest and realistic, and they can do a lot in one day. We've told you about the mudrooms.
Yes.
How about home offices? Chests for toys and books.
Hey, also, all girls and boys want toys.
Everyone wants a toy. Even a built-in for your TV, your
love
entryway
that.
Storage. They can do it all, ladies and gentlemen. D.C. to Delmarva, RC Kitchens takes the frustration out of remodeling. Even outside the D.C. area, RC Kitchens might still be able to help you do what more and more TMOS listeners are doing. Contact Rory Callahan and his crew today. Here's their number, 301-537-3515. That number again is 537-3515, area code 301, or at rckitchens.com.
Around the globe, across the nation,
I like hearing it.
Your neighbor's window.
It's my earworm.
Mike O'Mara Show now presents.
It's all right. We don't need to play that anymore.
Are you okay?
Why?
Just
I'll never bring up.
Just
want to
make sure you're okay.
Why did I play? I didn't do it by accident.
It has nothing to do with that.
What?
It has everything to do with just you and the baby, and you're okay, right?
Very stressed. I'll never ask you.
Yeah, I seem stressed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, really stressed.
I'm on. F you.
No, I'm just making sure.
No, yeah.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking.
Oscar,
fine. Everything's
no more
okay. I'm all right.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right, thank you. There was a horrific terrorist attack.
Yeah, how
were you trained?
It wasn't. It was a murder in southeast London yesterday. Two men hit a British soldier with their car, hacked him to death with knives. You saw this if you haven't been living in a cave. Then they stood around talking about it. One of them even talked to a guy who was filming while he was holding the bloody knife. Have you all seen the video?
Of course.
I've seen it.
Of course.
He said, quote, "The only reasons we killed this man is because Muslims are dying daily." Yeah, okay. Bang, bang, you're dead. I mean, it's like I have nothing more to add to this than I said before. I don't consider this to be a terrorist attack. I consider this to be two thugs, probably high, going out and doing something unspeakable.
I hate to beat this drum again, but I think this is irresponsible reporting on the part of the media. They turned this into something that it isn't, and I don't appreciate it.
A bunch of people actually stepped in. Some surrounded the soldier's body. A 48-year-old woman, I saw this too.
Yep.
Absolutely incredible. Ingrid Loyal Kennett, that's her name. She even got right in front of the other terrorist and tried to talk to him to keep him from doing anything else. This is while the guy had a knife in his hand.
Yep.
Amazingly brave woman. Finally, the cops got into position. They shot the two guys, took them down. Both of them survived. Neither has been identified. Ingrid has two sons, and yesterday afternoon, one of them compared her to Bruce Willis in Die Hard and called her a, quote, mother effing badass.
Wow, that's
cool. That's absolutely true. I mean, it was amazing to watch that. Really, really brave woman. Really, really amazing to watch that. President Barack Obama is set to at least partially lift the veil of secrecy surrounding U.S.-directed drone strikes around the world.
Drones.
A key component of... I'd like to hear Josh say that.
Hey, drones?
A key component of counterterrorism strategy as he outlines the contours of the continuing threat to American security. On the eve of the president's speech at the National Defense University, the Obama administration revealed for the first time that a fourth American citizen had been killed in secretive drone strikes abroad. The killings of three other Americans in counterterror operations since 2009 were not widely known before a letter from Attorney General Eric Holder to Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy acknowledged the four deaths. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of controversy that we may be killing our own citizens. But
Oscar only uses his drone for good.
Yes.
Which is, I think, nice. Did you see the picture of Obama's prom?
I did not.
He wrote in some girl's yearbook, "You are foxy and cute."
That's when he was Barry.
Yeah, he was Barry Obama. It might have been sweet and foxy, but I know the word foxy was in there.
Anthony Weiner got a supportive reception today during the first appearance of his New York City mayoral campaign. People shook his hand outside a Harlem subway station and asked him about issues ranging from police tactics to education and services for the mentally ill. Do you think that's really what they asked him about? Or
no.
Do you think that's what his campaign sent in the press release?
You know, I don't do a lot of stuff from the Fallon show, but he did something pretty funny last night, if I could drop it in here. The new ad campaign from the Weiner campaign. I think you'll enjoy this, Mike.
And if you're trying to run a business on a neighborhood shopping strip like this one, it's getting harder and harder every day. The very people that put everything they had into this city are getting harder and harder every day. We can make a difference if we're willing to get harder and harder every day. Look, I made some big mistakes, and I know I let a lot of people down. But I'm getting harder and harder every day.
Paid for by Wiener 2013.
I love that.
Wow.
Dateline My World, Facebook is no longer cool with teenagers. There are stories and statistics to back this up, but most of the Facebook losing popularity stories were written by online news sources who are too geeked out to communicate this story with any clarity whatsoever. I'm still on Facebook. So are you. And this is the third year this story's been circulating, so keep listening and we'll let you know when we're all ready to switch to something better.
I wonder if it'll still be cool by the time Julia's old enough to get on it, if she'll want to get on it.
My kids don't think it's cool. I knew this 6 months
ago.
You
mentioned this.
How did I find that out? I went to their Facebook page. There ain't nothing there.
Oh, they actually bailed?
They didn't bail totally, but you just look at their Facebook page and there hasn't been an update since January.
Or, or they're just blocking you from seeing their updates.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
snap.
No. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if we get an alternative, we'll actually let you know if we found something that will communicate with our listeners more efficiently. So far, I still like Facebook.
Yeah, I love it, too. Yeah.
34-year-old David Gonzalez recently bought an abandoned house in Elbow Lake, Minnesota for $10,100. David remodels and flips houses, and that was his plan. The house had old newspaper instead of insulation, so he cracked into the walls to fix that, and sitting there with the old newspaper was a comic book.
Oh.
The most valuable comic book of all time.
Is it Action Comics 1, the first Superman?
You are such a nerd.
I am.
You are such a nerd.
Wow.
Parks closer, moves out front, should have told you. Did you have, you hadn't heard the story, had you?
No.
You just geeked it.
I did.
Action Comics number one.
Yay, Superman!
From 1938, which is the first appearance of Superman.
Mint condition?
Mint condition worth at least $2 million.
Oh, wow.
I smell a rat.
Really?
Yeah, well, the new Superman movie's coming out. How convenient that we found the first issue somewhere.
I like that synopsis.
That is.
Trust no one. That's our motto.
Yeah.
This was not in mint condition, and its condition quickly got worse after David found it. This
he can't feverishly pleasure himself on it?
His in-laws saw it. Cousins!
Cousins!
Got excited and tried to grab it out of his hands. In the process, they tore it.
Oh, no!
Oh, my
that is so funny.
God.
And that tear knocked about $75,000 off its value.
What a loser.
Hey, let's see it. Wow. Yeah, very funny.
Hey, Jimmy, I found a comic book in my wall.
Still extremely valuable, being auctioned off online.
Old.
The bidding is already up to over $135,000 with about 3 weeks to go. That is 10 times more than David paid for the house.
You got to be careful not to tear it.
The speaking of comic books, the Iron Man and Dark Knight trilogies have done something much more impressive than making billions of dollars. They've managed to make a superhero movie cool to the ladies.
Oh.
According to a new survey, 77% of women say superhero and comic book movies are great for dates, even first dates. What has happened to the world? That's good news with Iron Man 3 in theaters now and new movies like Man of Steel, Wolverine, X-Men.
Yeah, I took Shannon to Iron Man 3.
Yeah, good for you. The survey also found the number one superhero men want to be is Iron Man.
No, you want to be Batman.
I am Iron Man. Not
always
to judge,
be Batman.
But even though Robert Downey Jr. is cool, that's not a great pick since he doesn't have any superpowers. Batman is second, Superman third. Women said the male superhero they'd most like to date is Iron Man, followed by Thor and Wolverine.
Thor?
I think that's the end of civilization as we know it.
Dating Thor?
Thor looks good.
Dating Thor.
I mean, you know what I mean.
That's Demi Moore's 30-year-old boyfriend, Will Hannigan, has a little extra advantage between the sheets in the form of a pearl embedded in his penis.
Oh.
What?
I'm just telling you what I'm reporting here.
Wow, at 30.
Will is a third-generation pearl diver from Australia, and this is apparently a tradition. He had it done in his late teens. There's no word if female pearl divers do anything similar. A source from back home says, quote, "He boasted to give girls extra stimulation in the bedroom."
Does Dr. Dana do anything like that?
Nothing at all. And now, Rob, for a little something-something.
Oh, good.
Right now, 80-year-old Yuichiro Miura from Japan. He's in the death zone. He is near the top of Mount Everest. He expects to reach the very top this week. If he succeeds, he'll become the oldest person to climb Everest again. That's because Yuichiro climbed Everest 10 years ago and took the title of oldest climber, but his record was broken. Then he climbed it again 5 years ago and would have gotten the title back, except a guy from Nepal named Min Badahur Sershan got there a day earlier.
Oh, Min.
Now, Min is 81. And check this out. He's not taking Yuichiro's attempt on his record sitting down. He is currently at a base camp getting ready to climb Everest starting next week so he can take back his record.
Who has this time?
But even if the guy from Nepal takes back the record, you know the guy from Japan will have better pictures. That's it. Thank you. I'm so very sorry about that. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's news you may not need. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Vistaprint.com. Marketing your business doesn't have to be expensive. Vistaprint has everything you need at prices you can't afford. We've told you about this, and you're taking advantage of it. 250 primo business cards.
They're epic.
For just $10, and they will do all the design work for you, or you can upload your own designs. It is one of the best values in business. Take advantage of it. Heavy paper stock, half the regular price. To get this offer, go to Vistaprint.com, enter that wonderful code, TMOS, put it in the search bar, and get your 250 top-quality cards with free shipping for just $10. Go to Vistaprint.com and enter our code, TMOS. These are quality matte cards. You can upgrade to premium matte, glossy matte, or recycled matte. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com, enter our code, TMOS, and get those cards. Starting today, Rob Spiewak.
It started today, finally. Her name is Kathy Ashworth, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And she gives us our first record about cicadas.
Mm.
How long will this last? The cicadas.
Effer.
Oh, sideways.
Nice. Really? I mean, it's just, oh, God. I am.
And by the way, where are they? Yeah. The feature on the Today Show, there are less in your yard now than there were a week ago.
And they're supposed to, really, we were told they're supposed to come out of the ground, millions of them.
This is the big cycle.
I've seen eight.
Yeah, that's about it.
I've seen about eight in my yard. Anybody around the area?
The ground should be warm enough now, especially with these 80-degree days.
We've already seen them. We've seen them in your house.
So my question is, are they all going to come out at once, or are we going to get another influx of them, or is it just a big bust?
I think they're on their way.
Really?
No, you know what?
Do you think we're going to come into work one day next week and they're all going to be here?
But when you're dealing with a 17-year cycle, isn't it conceivable that something has happened globally in the last 17 years that it's screwed up?
I'm still trying to deal with a 5-day cycle.
I want to tell you.
Hey, how are you?
Kmart, do you remember when they did the ad, I think it was a couple weeks ago, about shipping your pants?
Yep.
That you can ship your pants anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember it now.
Just
makes me laugh.
They've outdone themselves.
Really?
Because like many other stores, I think Giant does it around here, so to say.
Did you ever ship your pants?
I've shipped my pants twice this week, as a matter of fact. Kmart has done a thing where the more you spend, the better discount you can get on gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did a new ad, and it's just, I think this broke online about 13 hours ago, about Kmart and their big gas savings.
Ugh, I hate these big ass prices.
Sounds like you could use some big ass savings.
I'd love some big ass savings.
Kmart Shop Your Way members save 30 cents a gallon.
30 cents a gallon? That's a big ass discount.
Big ass discount.
A really big ass discount.
Really big ass discount.
Honey, this solves your big ass problem.
Totally solves my big ass problem.
Dad, look at that big ass truck.
Big ass man.
Hello, big ass man.
Shop Your Way members get big ass savings. Save 30 cents a gallon when you spend $50 or more at Kmart.
The kid rocks. The kid makes it. The kid's the kicker. That's fantastic.
And what's so great is they did this commercial, they had the other one a couple weeks ago. They don't need to buy a TV schedule.
Yeah.
They're smart.
Have you heard their gas problem one?
No.
I heard that one. Yeah.
And it's everybody talking about their different gas problems, and at the end you find out it's because gas prices are too high.
Oh, that's great.
Good for them.
Kmart seems to be on a bounce back.
That's great.
You talked about several Asian people in your news about climbing the Mount Everest.
Yes.
I want to turn the Asian attention to Sacramento, California, and Jimmy Shao, Mike.
Got a lot of fans out in Sacramento.
Jimmy Shao says that satellites have been controlling his brain. And he made 100 calls to 911 last month.
Oh, no.
Because he's upset, and he wants them to take care.
What's his name again?
Jimmy Shao.
Jimmy Shao?
Shao.
You have a spelling on that?
S-H-A-O. But I'm sure that it's more about the characters than the letter.
Hey, it's Jimmy Shao.
Hi, Jimmy Shao. Nah. And so they did
come to my lounge act. How are you?
He's Kate, he's keeping...
We will go to see your auntie, okay?
He's keeping copious notes about all his 911 calls, but the fact remains, Mike, satellites are controlling Jimmy Shao's brain.
My brain, I can feel it. Satellite started. Blasted by the signals. Every couple minutes. I yell and I scream and I stop it. I don't need this. They never listen.
So you're going to keep calling even though you've been arrested?
Yes, until the Congress started the investigation.
Not laughing at the sound. I'm laughing at his reaction to the sound.
He loves this.
I'm laughing at his reaction to the sound.
I just hope he's okay. No.
This is like 15 bottles of Beck's beer this weekend, and he's sitting at a table with his father, and he's playing that with his dad.
Over and over again.
It's Jimmy Shao.
My brain.
Signals.
I can feel it. Sa-la-la-la-la-la-la started. Blasted by the signals.
You know what I say to him?
Yo, when Jesus, him sad. Brain broken.
That's really unfortunate.
So messed up.
Oh, my God.
Now, Mike, I know you still love rap music.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like the rapper named...
Congratulations to Public Enemy for being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
Yeah.
Long overdue.
Thank you.
That's what
power.
I say.
Mm-hmm.
I have tape of them being inducted, Mike. Here is Public Enemy.
My brain. I can feel it.
Signals. Are you familiar with rapper Waka Flocka Flame?
No.
I don't know why, but just recently.
You know him. Do you really know who we're talking about?
No, we were. What's that? Oh, God. It's in Boston. It's an Asian restaurant. There's a billion of them, but it's the most popular Asian restaurant.
It's called Jimmy Shows.
No. You've probably been there.
Szechuan Garden.
Let's say it was.
Okay.
But I was drinking there with Todd, again, drinking. And he walked in.
Do you guys still order the volcano where you have the two straws?
No, only one straw.
Okay.
We walked in. He walked in to get a drink. And he didn't have an ID on him. He was staying at the hotel next door. And the guy's like, he's like, look, I can't serve you. You don't have an ID. He goes, I'm Waka Flocka. He like me get a big stink about it. And then I looked over. I was like, you are Waka Flocka Flame. I sat there and I was like, that is him. He's a local guy, but he's doing a show.
So he's a DC guy?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But a national act.
Right.
And they actually on YouTube.
They wouldn't serve him.
They busted out one of his recording tracks. Now, we've done this before when you can't hear the background music, but you hear him laying down the track.
So he's too young and they wouldn't serve the guy?
No, the guy didn't have an ID.
Really?
No ID, no service.
And then Todd and Oscar went back to their dinner of lo mein, and they ate it just like the scene in Lady and the Tramp.
Probably. The noodle, and they met in the middle. But if you doubt the talent of Waka Flocka Flame, yeah. How can you doubt this talent, Mike?
Bow, 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 Flocka, Waka, Flocka, Flocka. Waka, waka, flocka, waka, flocka, flocka, waka, waka, flocka, waka, flocka, flocka, waka, waka, flocka.
Was he a big guy?
That's actually what he said when they wouldn't serve him.
Was he fat?
No, he's a skinny guy.
He's a skinny guy. Let's go to an artist that's more in your wheelhouse. Can you name this guy? It's Liberace, Mike, because the movie comes on.
I'm an old fart.
I can't wait for the movie on HBO. I think it's this Sunday that it premieres.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm enjoying this.
You should see the video. It's fantastic.
He was a great piano player.
He plays Boogie Woogie, and he plays it 16 beats to the bar. It's astounding.
You know, I was shocked.
That he was a saloon player, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, pretty much.
With that star power, that movie's not even going to the theater. It's going straight to HBO.
It's an HBO movie.
Can't wait to see it.
It's not going to HBO. It's actually a movie that's made for HBO.
No, I understand that, but why? Right. I think he's a big enough name that people would go and see his story.
That movie could have been a theatrical
release. It doesn't
release.
Speak to the story or the star power as much as it speaks to the gravitas that HBO has now, sure. where you're going to be seeing more and more and more of that. And I'm all for it. Bring it. Because it's a fun way to watch television. I love these massive... John Adams was a great example of that.
That was one of the first, I think.
A wonderful miniseries with just jam-packed with star power and really phenomenal production values that are identical to what you'd see in a movie.
Yeah.
And this is right up there with it. I am still not buying Michael Douglas as Liberace.
I've seen clips, and I think you're going to be fine with it. We got to wind it up. I will say this. Matt Damon says Michael Douglas, excellent kisser.
Right.
And that's your magic audio vault,
Thank you very much. That's it. We got to get out of here, everybody. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Our show today was brought to you by Hulu Plus. Do our show a favor, ladies
Please.
And gentlemen. Sample Hulu Plus. It's so much better than Hulu, and Hulu's great. So we want you to go out there and get your Hulu Plus and see TV on your Blu-ray, your TV, your smartphones, your tablets, your smartphones, everything. I said smartphones twice.
That's all right.
We got to get
They're
out. We'll be
smart.
Back tomorrow with another show, and we'll talk about our secret project that Rob and I are up to today.
Nice.
Have a fantastic day. We'll be back to get you ready for your Memorial Day weekend tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus and start watching your favorite hit shows right now. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner for your extended free trial or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike. Again, click the Hulu Plus banner on MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike.